Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Jeff, any schedule scuttlebutt? You are a Packers season ticket holder. That means you're partial owner of the team. So do you know when the Steelers are playing the Packers and Aaron Rodgers is getting revenge against the team he won four Super Bowls with?
No, I think I was sucked in at the beginning to think that that was going to be the Ireland game, as was kind of reported early. But no, I don't. This is a day. It's like how annoyed the NFL used to get at people that would leak the draft right before the draft picks. Like, this is one where it's just harder to get information about some of these teams. Donnie, great job on with you getting game two with the Seahawks.
Jeff, do you think it stands to reason? Do you like my logic that the Packers game, if the NFL believes Rodgers is going to be the Steelers quarterback, should be earlier in the season just to try to hedge against the risk of any injury to the most obvious, you know, big name player that would be on their roster?
Yeah, I would agree with that. Absolutely. Which is why, you know, they're rolling the dice with Rodgers potentially being the Steelers quarterback in week one. And I think, by the as an aside, I think the Jets matchup is intriguing from the Jets' standpoint. I mean, they could really play that up from their side because the Steelers basically said, listen, Justin, you're not good enough to be a starter in the NFL. And I think that even if it isn't Aaron Rodgers with the Steelers, there'll be enough juice there to draw some attention.
Last year, we didn't see an AFC North game until Super Late. We had the three games in 11 days. We had the Christmas tournament, as Art Rooney called it. Do you feel like ultimately one of the things that screwed the Steelers last year was the schedule, Jeff, yes or no?
I mean, ultimately they weren't good enough, but the schedule was a killer. To have that schedule down the stretch, to play so many games in so many days against not just good teams, but really good to great teams, that just was the final straw. I mean, I don't think they were good enough to make a run, but that really – That was borderline unfair.
See, I disagree, though. I think all that
borderline unfair.
Jeff, I'm going to have to categorically disagree because all that little series of games did was prove that the Steelers were not a very good team because they, the Chiefs, and the Ravens all did the same dance, three games in 10 days, and the other two teams involved went 3-0, and the Steelers went 0-3.
Oh, you got to win the games. And that's why I said to qualify that ultimately they weren't good enough. But to have that stretch at that time, that's a rough stretch. And I realize it was the same thing for those two teams, but I'm just saying that matchup for the Steelers was, especially when you're not as good as the other teams, then it becomes borderline unfair.
Do you connect the dots in seeing the Jets as the week one opponent? Does that make you feel even more strongly that Aaron Rodgers will be here this season?
I hate to predict anything that Aaron's going to do because just the minute you think you've got him figured out, something else comes up. But I think the NFL is at least banking on that potential. And again, like I said, I think the field story is a good enough one by itself to at least draw some attention, but you add Aaron into that mix, then, I mean, if you're going to look at a week one where you've already got the marquee games out in front of, you know, the Sunday games, that's about as enticing. There's a couple of other better matchups in week one, but that one's pretty good, especially if they do indeed get Aaron Rodgers.
Jeff, if the Steelers front office was anonymously polled about which of the following two scenarios they would prefer for this season, what do you think they'd pick? Scenario one, team goes 9-8, misses playoffs, Mike Tomlin continues to not have a losing season, or Mike Tomlin suffers first losing season, Steelers go 7-10, are drafting that many spots higher next year in 26.
Yeah, that they're drafting that many spots higher. I mean, I think what you're starting to see with moves recently is that it's like Dubas said a couple of weeks ago about, we're not building to just get into the playoffs. We're trying to build a championship team. And I think the Steelers realize that they're not as close. Because if they were closer, there's no way you would trade. If you thought you were going to be a Super Bowl contender this year, there's no way you trade George Pickens. So I think they're coming to the realization that, and you saw it in the draft, they could have reached for positions of need if they thought they were able to win a championship this year, but they didn't. They worked on their foundation.
Well, here's what I don't agree with what you said there, Jeff. If the Steelers don't think that they're a Super Bowl contender, why would you sign Aaron Rodgers? What's the point of trying a 41-year-old quarterback at the position? There's no future with him. You'd be better off playing Mason Rudolph and or Will Howard.
And it may turn out that way.
But they're actually pursuing Aaron Rodgers.
I know what you're saying. Because they're never going to give up on a season. I'm just telling you there's more of a realism. Because why, if you're going to sign Aaron and you think you're a Super Bowl champ, why wouldn't you roll the dice with one more year of George? Like that to me doesn't make sense. Or why wouldn't you even keep Najee for one more year at a pretty realistic rate as a 1,000-yard rusher who never misses games, as opposed to going in a different direction with the running back by committee?
Because all the Steelers insiders other than you are saying right now that George Pickens basically misbehaved so badly that they had reached their breaking point with him.
And I believe it. Trust me, a lot of that is true. But if you felt like you were on that edge, you might roll the dice with a player even as bad as he's been, because his performance on the field will take you to a different level.
I mean, isn't the splitting of the baby here like the wisdom of Solomon that I'm going to try to bring? The fact that they could have pursued Rodgers because Tomlin truly believes they can win and wants him badly, and that Omar and the rest of the front office are at least to some degree capitulating, even though they don't think that that's necessarily true?
Well, in some regards, I think it's the job of Kahn and Weidel to prepare themselves, to set that foundation. And then for Mike to have that feeling like, okay, if we can get Aaron, I believe we're a good enough team. Well, I think it's not that they think differently, because Tomlin obviously has a lot of say in personnel. But it's a thought process of, we've got to build that base. And that's why you've seen them really attack those lines of scrimmage. And that's obviously why we saw so much on the defensive side after the Baltimore playoff game.
Jeff, if you had to make a wager on this Steelers win total for 2025 right now that sits at 8.5, would you go over or under that, and why?
Of course it's at that number, isn't it? Well, I would say right now with Mason being the quarterback, I would say under.
Okay. And what if they sign Rodgers? Do you flip it to over?
Maybe I would say 9 wins.
That would be inspiring.
Wouldn't it? And we haven't seen that, have we? But I do. I am encouraged that it seems like they're taking some steps to become better, maybe not in 2025, but in 2026, that they've realized that there are holes that they need to fill and not just reach for different positions, even though they're flirting with Aaron.
Has Jeff been guaranteed a spot in Dublin for Steelers-Vikings?
We're working on Dublin.
Donnie, have you heard that before? We're working on it?
He's heard that we're looking into it.
Are people looking into it?
We're efforting might be another word that we could use. I know Crowley's going.
Jeff, if you had to handicap the likelihood, let's just say give it like a very likely, Not likely, extremely unlikely. Okay, so those, you know, those three options: very likely, not likely, extremely unlikely, very likely, not likely, extremely unlikely that Pony goes to Dublin.
Very likely.
Oh, very likely, not likely, extremely unlikely that me and Donnie go to Dublin as well.
What was that third option?
Extremely unlikely.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
I'm not going
to
abandon you and go by myself.
That is literally what
we're
you're
like
going
the three
to
musketeers. All for one, one for all.
Yeah. Can you name any of those musketeers?
Ferdinand.
Magellan. Bill.
No.
John.
No.
Seibel.
Aaron.
No. Ronaldo.
I don't know if these are right, by the way.
And
Sebastian. Sebastian.
Yes. Thank you, Jeff.
Sebastian. See you, boys.
That was the Hawk Report.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.